Sunday Meditation, April 14th, 1996. The question today has to do with the fact that each of us here is a seeker, and each seeker of truth would like to do whatever is necessary in order to make the harvest by being of service to others in whatever way necessary. We would like to know if there are any stages or steps or requirements that are necessary for making the harvest and for walking the path of the seeker of truth. And where does this desire to be of service, to be a seeker, and to make the harvest come from?
We are those of the principle of Ukul. Greetings to each of you in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. It is our privilege and our blessing to be called to this circle of seeking. And we thank each who has allowed us to come to share our thoughts with you at this time. As always, we ask that it be remembered that we are not infallible, that we are not all-wise, that we are not authorities, but travelers upon that path with no steps, that is the spiritual path. And so we ask that each respect his and her personal truth and take those thoughts of ours which seem good to you, leaving the rest behind without a second thought. For each seeker has within that compass that tells when the direction is right. And we ask each to use that discrimination and that guidance and to trust that feeling within, not any authority. For each is the authority of his own path. Each truly is the captain of her own ship in an ocean whose tides are not known and upon which there is no land. Each spiritual seeker sets out upon a voyage of discovery. And yet each island of truth, each continent of discovery, is within the seeker. The journey across perilous waters is an illusion, necessary because all in third density dwell within a heavy illusion. And the way to grasp the nature of that illusion and to use it is also illusion. For is not all the shadow of one great original truth? Love, that which is ever unmanifest, invisible, ungraspable, unprovable. Such is the nature of the spiritual journey. This day you have asked for our thoughts on what are the steps for achieving harvest, the harvest of third density, those steps of light which we have talked about. How can seekers learn to bear the intensity and fullness of the light that illumines fourth density illusion. For you see, all within our grasp is illusion. Yet each harvest delivers the seeker into an illusion that is fuller of light. That light which is the first manifestation of love. So when we say that all is illusion, this is not to suggest that there is a way out of illusion. No, rather, we suggest and encourage each to contemplate the seeking of that illusion which contains that fullness of light which can be accepted and born through the circumstances of each day, each hour, and each moment. This instrument was saying earlier that none is worthy. And the one known as Tom suggested that all are worthy. And we say to you, as with all paradoxes, this is the mark of the spiritual. This is the sign of the metaphysical. Paradox and puzzlement. For each statement is quite true to the best of our knowledge. No one is worthy, we use quotes in worthy, if worthy means that one has accomplished a certain number of understandings so that one is able to pass the final test. None, by learning, no matter how abstruse, shall be able to accept fullness of light through knowledge. None is worthy to enter into fuller experience and larger life by what striving that entity has done. It is also very important that each realize that beyond and throughout all illusions, each entity is perfect. Each entity is loved by the Creator. Every iota of flesh, every thought, every emotion is loved, accepted, and forgiven. By love itself. So there, the human experience balances betwixt complete unworth and complete worth. Between is that pathless path. Which each seeker treads. as we speak to this instrument, we ask each to breathe deeply, feeling that inspiration, that life that dwells in each breath. And as each breathes out, let that life that is given back be felt. As each breathes in, each breathes that which the trees and the plants have given. And as each breathes out, each is giving to the atmosphere that which feeds second density, plants, trees, and so forth. There is a depth of interconnectedness between third and second density, and in between all second density entities, that articulates without words the way of service. Indeed, do plants consider themselves other than trees? Do trees consider themselves other than animals, and so forth? Indeed, these entities, for the most part, know only that all is well and that all will be well. And instinct, growth, and desire for the light lead each into the paths of living and of releasing that life. It can, although it is not, be the same for third density entities, and for a lucky few, the instinct to serve and to live by faith is so deep that there is not the need or the use of the so-called spiritual seeking. But for the great, great majority of those who enter third density, there is a tremendous need to find the path that is one's own, that speaks to those feelings within. We said earlier that your density is one of heavy illusion, and indeed each has that garment of flesh that carries about the consciousness that is infinite and eternal. While this consciousness dwells within the physical vehicle, each has one great gift which overshadows all other gifts, and that is the gift of what has been called presence. Each is aware that he or she is conscious. This self-awareness opens a door which, once opened, cannot be traversed in reverse. The door shuts upon those who have awakened to the call of their deeper nature. Now, not all entities are on a consciously spiritual sojourn. Not all entities are ready to awaken into the responsibility of knowing that they are spiritual beings and that they wish to accelerate the rate of their spiritual learning or evolution. For those that are asleep, we ask each to rest easy. There is a time and a season for each entity. And when that time comes, that entity shall awaken. That entity shall begin to investigate what is true, what is real, where he is, and where he is going. For those that have come to this realization, for those that have embarked upon that journey from which there is no return, we say to you that your greatest gift, your most precious gift, is your incarnation. Each of you has chosen to be in this illusion at this time in order to learn and in order to serve. These two are interconnected, two sides of one coin, the being and the doing. The attention so often is on what one is doing. Where is the ministry? What do I do to be more spiritual? And yet, it is the sheer identity of each that is the great gift each has to offer to this dear planet upon which you enjoy incarnation at this time. Let us look at what we mean by consciousness, what we mean by presence. Consciousness is in truth consciousness of love, for love and the distortions of love are all that there is. Each then has a native vibration that is completely congruent with love itself, with the Logos that created and formed all the millions of infinite universes. And each, through the process of taking on an incarnation, have, shall we say, signed up for a difficult yet rewarding term of service. That consciousness then, that some have called Christ consciousness or cosmic consciousness, dwells within that vessel of skin and bones, muscles, and thoughts. Each rattles around in this somewhat alien configuration, a spirit, trapped or just visiting? Most entities spend some time feeling very trapped. And yet this is an opportunity you wished for very much. This was a trip you planned for, setting up for yourself relationships that would help to focus your own heart and mind upon those lessons of love you yourself deemed to be the most telling and critical for you at this point. And so the basic vibration of each is love itself, distorted, contracted, controlled, shall we say, by the various ways in which, by free will, the entity has chosen to limit or shape consciousness. The way to climb the steps of light to a fullness that is fourth density is actually not to take on learning, but to release learning, to release those strictures of contraction which you have placed upon consciousness in order to defend the self. When entities pull themselves away from the fully open heart, it is usually not at all from a motive of anger, bitterness, or offense, but rather it is a move to defend the vulnerable self within. Little by little, then, the path towards graduation into fourth density involves discovering, balancing, and releasing those things from which one pulls back and contracts the self in order to survive. You see, each is as the note, the tone, or complex of tones which makes up a harmonic. Each is a perfect yet unique jewel, a gem with facets that have been cleaned and polished and shaped by the tempering of those furnaces which consume distortion. These furnaces burn brightest during the times of initiation into lessons, when all seems dark and there is challenge and struggle within. In these times, we say to you, rejoice, for you have joined forces with your destiny. You have come to a time of transformation. Take courage and know that sorrow and sadness, suffering and grief, anger, rage, disappointment, and all the negative emotions that are felt are gifts which hold in their hands hours of despair, days, months, even years of isolation and pain. And tempering. The oven of the alchemist is one designed to refine gold, to cleanse from it those things which are not gold. You may see the alchemical process working with consciousness as that refining fire in which dross is burned away, leaving that precious original thought pure, shining, and untouched. You carry within you the sea of consciousness. All that there is within you. All that you seek lies waiting to be rediscovered. Now the third density lessons are lessons in love, lessons in connecting with other entities in loving ways. When one has spiritually awakened, one becomes aware of a world suffering, an enormous cry of pain that is all about one, that not only exists within the self, but is found, what we correct this instrument, whenever the entity reaches out. Here or there. Touch that place. Gaze into that interest. And you will find that the human heart has suffered there too. And in this suffering, all are one, just as all are one in the perfect joy and peace of love. And so each seeker dances amid distortions, choosing whenever possible to find the love that is there. Each hopes to serve, and we assure you, this is both simple and nearly impossible. It is simple in that simply by being who you are expressing love, for that is all that can be expressed. The question is always, how shall I give love? And we say to you that if you attempt to give love of yourself within your own energies, you shall quickly run out of love, for it is in short supply within your illusion. However, it is not necessary for any to give love from the self. It is only necessary that the one who seeks to serve move the self out of the way of that love which comes in infinite supply from the one Creator. That love can be poured through the instrument that is open and empty. And the world shall feel that light and shall not know whence it comes. Yet the one who is able to be a witness of light, the one who is able, if you will, to be a channel of love, that effort and that desire to serve has reached its greatest apex. If one wishes then to accelerate the speed or rate at which one evolves spiritually, then one simply attempts to spend time and attention on love in daily meditation, listening to the silence within. One enters the inner sanctum of one's own heart, and one feeds there on that life-giving water that ends thirst. And as one becomes able to, one attempts more and more to see each moment as a moment in the silence, to see that all is perfect beneath that surface noise and confusion that characterize mortal human kind. We find that this instrument wishes to be politically correct, and so we are attempting to remember both sexes in what we say, but we must say that your language is not very well formed for this. So please pardon our many stumblings as we attempt to find a word that indicates that male and female alike are one with the infinite Creator. Now, service to others is, again, as always, paradoxical. For if one serves others, is not one serving the self, and vice versa. Perhaps one way to think about serving others is to ask the self to wait, to listen, and to become aware in more and more fullness of what that other entity desires. And when one wishes to serve that entity, then one asks the self, how can I express love in serving this entity? There are many times when the only way to express love is to be silent. And in that situation, that is the most loving thing to do. Where there is perhaps a request from another, then one simply responds to that request as best as one can. This willingness to take time to listen to another is in itself a service. And we encourage each to open those inward ears that hear what that consciousness is saying upon the level of depth at which the self and the other are most truly expressing. For some, request those things which seem fair, but which within the self are found to be wanting, and in those situations one serves best by turning to prayer to find acceptance and love. We give this instrument the vision of the starry skies in midsummer on a clear, clear night. As you breathe in the universe. And as you breathe out, you create it again. Each is so precious, each so beloved. Feel that rightness, that perfection that is the basis of consciousness. Breathe in and feel the heart expand. Breathe out and feel that love pour through. You are the light of the world. You are the Creator's hands, the Creator's voices. We would, at this time, transfer this contact to the one known as Jim. We thank this instrument and leave it in love and in light. We are those of the principle of Akua.
I am Kuo, and greet each again, in love and in light, through this instrument. At this time, it is our privilege to offer ourselves in the attempt to speak to any further queries which which those present may have for us. Is there a query at this time?
I have a question, two questions from Deepak. Deepak would like to know if she and the child will be all right, and what she should do, whether she should wait for the natural birth of the child, knowing that she might get very sick and in danger of it, but that she is fine with it, or whether she should trust being fine with it and go ahead with the natural birth that she wants to do. She is grateful for anything that she can say. Good luck, Kuo.
I'm Kuo, and I'm aware of your query, my sister. We send our love and our greetings to the one known as Apupak and to the life that grows within her and readies its entrance into this illusion. It will not be a surprise to any that we cannot directly address this query with a specific response concerning the choices that the one known as Apupak is faced with making. For to so choose for another would be to learn for another and affect that entity's discrimination and future in a fashion which is not truly of service when seen from the metaphysical point of view. From this same point of view, it may be said with certainty that the one known as Apupak and her child are well and will be well, for all truly is of one Creator, and the will of the one Creator works its way into each entity's incarnation in a fashion which is appropriate for that entity and which is in accordance with that entity's choices, both previous to the incarnation and made during the incarnation. The one known as Apupak faces a great challenge in her incarnation, one which is at the core of her very being. The blending of vibrations with another to the point of bringing new life into this illusion and becoming the guiding force in this new life's experience. This is never an easy choice for any, for the responsibility is great. Yet with such great responsibility come also those rewards which are beyond enumeration. We would recommend that all who feel concern and love for the one known as Apupak I am Kuo, and am again with this instrument. that each send this love upon the wings of thought that binds all things together as one being, that the one known as Pupak may be inspired by this support. We encourage the one known as Pupak to retire within itself to that sacred room in meditation where she can feel and experience the presence of the One Creator, that she may rest within this presence and be nourished by it in her time of need, that after resting there, that she ask the questions of her heart within this sacred presence and feel the response growing within her as certainly as the life force does in the child that does grow within her now. Each entity may take refuge in this sacred room and feel the presence of the One Creator there. Within this sacred room, there is protection. There is love. There is light. There is unity. And there is direction through the maze of choices that this illusion offers that both confuse and illuminate, that opens doors and shuts doors. Within this sacred room, there is the clear inspiration of the One Creator, which moves through each entity's life patterns, for the most part unnoticed because ignored. If entities seek regularly within this place of unity, there is support and direction. We cannot speak more specifically, but can send our love to this entity as well. And thus we do. Is there another query, my sister?
Yes, too. Well, first I'd like to thank you on Pupak's behalf. I know that she will be glad to receive your message. And as for myself, I have a question. I was, to tell you the truth, I was expecting that you were going to give me impressions concerning polarity and how to increase polarity in terms of how to be of some more service, you know, getting to that place where you're serving others, you're thinking about others more than half the time. And you really concentrated pretty much on being and on serving when asked, basically. I just wondered if you could comment on that. Is it necessary to try to serve more, or to want to serve more, or is it the way to accelerate that evolution just by trying to be more fully ourselves?
I am Kuo, and I am aware of your query, my sister. Each seeker previous to the incarnation has laid a plan or created a pattern, shall we say, that will encompass all such steps that are necessary to be traversed for the harvest, as you have called it. The desire to seek and to follow this path is thus a gift of the self to the self. Each portion of the one Creator seeks to become one again with the one Creator. Thus, this basic desire is embellished in each incarnation in a fashion which is in accordance with the desires of the entity that has become individualized to the extent that it is able to choose its own path. Thus, during the incarnation, it is well if one attempts to, as you have said, be one's self, to be that pattern, to be that choice, to be true to the self, for the self to which you are true is the greater self, the higher self, that has laid the path before you in a fashion which allows for the free will interpretation of many, many details, and yet which assures each entity that the path has been laid, and laid clearly. Is there a further query?
No, thank you.
I am Quo. And again, we thank you. Is there another query at this time?
Yes, well, I have a question. It's a follow-up from the question that I asked last Sunday, having to do with the law or way of responsibility. It deals with the concept of forgiveness. I find myself confused about forgiveness, or my experience teaches me, or has taught me, that forgiveness has many strings attached to it, and I believe that my current concept about forgiveness is a great deal more distorted than is necessary. And I was hoping that you could offer some comments about the concept of forgiveness from a higher perspective, if you will. I would be very interested in hearing your opinions about this.
I'm Kwa, and I'm aware of your query, my brother. To forgive is, shall we say, to give love for whatever has been given to you. Thus, there is no condition other than a relationship and an interaction between entities. The desire to forgive is enough with which to begin. If one places conditions upon the forgiveness, then one is beginning in a fashion which will yet require refinement. For to truly forgive another, one must erase all conditions. There is the giving of freedom by removing conditions, the allowing and accepting of free will by removing conditions, the gift freely given is the one with the greatest value, shall we say. Thus, if you are able to wipe the slate clean within your own heart and mind, then you have truly forgiven. There is much of one's own experience at being forgiven that conditions one as to what it is to forgive and to be forgiven. If you feel that you have accepted another's definition that no longer fits that which you wish in your own life pattern, then you are free to construct your own definition and to put it into exercise by applying it wherever appropriate. And we are aware that within your illusion there is much opportunity for practice. Is there a further query, my brother?
No. Thank you, Quo.
I am Quo, and we thank you, my brother. Is there another query? I am Quo. We would be glad to entertain one or two more queries before closing this session of working, if there are queries remaining.
Yes, Quo. I'm receiving a feeling about how may I best be of service to my son in raising him. So that I do not interfere in his spiritual path yet, teach him what I know, and do so in spirit of love, and guide whatever is best for him.
I am Quo, and I am aware of your query, my brother. Oh, we have found that it is well in teaching another who seeks your assistance to first set the pattern of your own behavior in a fashion which exemplifies the basic principles which you wish to share. In this instance, we feel that you desire to share in large part the seeking of the one Creator and the serving of that one Creator in all that you see. This shall be the greatest teaching to the young entity, that which he observes in the daily round of activities shall teach him far more than words and patterned instruction, though words and instruction are indeed important. It is well to realize that even a small entity is an honored seeker of truth, one who has traveled as many trails as has any, and who seeks within this incarnation to move with you in your seeking and to learn from you. Thus, to observe, support, and appreciate the free will choices that such an entity makes is most important while balancing this appreciation of free will with your own guidance given in a fashion that respects the entity rather than confines without explanation. This is a great honor and privilege, that of teaching the young child, and one which cannot receive too much appreciation from any, for the responsibility is large. But as we have said before, the rewards are as large, at least. Is there a further query, my brother? I am Kuo, and we thank you, my brother. Is there a final query at this time? I am Kuo, and as it appears that we have exhausted the queries for this session of working, we would once again thank each present for inviting our presence this day. We are most gratified to have been able to blend our vibrations with yours and to speak those thoughts and opinions in response to your queries, which we have found helpful in our own patterns of seeking. We would at this time take our leave of this instrument and this group, leaving each as always in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. We are known to you as those of Kuo. Adene, my friends. Adene.
As we let the light that we gather in this circle go back to the Creator, let's hold in it, protect, and our junior provision.
And you are healing me. I am the circle, and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle, and you are healing me. I am the circle, and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.
I
am the circle, and you are healing me. I am the circle, and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are